Well, today marks the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 launch from NASA, and other spacefaring organisations are celebrating around the world. However, by looking back at what happened 50 years ago, Australia's own space agency is looking to the future as well, and how this nation can contribute to the ongoing space race. Kevin Suarez has the report.
Humans have long been fascinated by observing what lies in the skies above. Around 5,000 years ago, the Babylonians observed other nearby celestial bodies. Nearly 500 years ago, Galileo was one of the first people to use a telescope, and he supported the theory that the Earth and other planets revolved around the Sun. And on this day 50 years ago, Apollo 11 left Earth on its way to the Moon.
3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Anthony Murfitt, deputy head of the Australian Space Agency, explained the social impact the moon landing had 50 years on.
The Apollo moon program was an enormous feat of ingenuity. It brought together over 400,000 people to land the first humankind on the moon. I think when people look back at what was achieved through the 1960s, to land someone on a planet beyond Earth was quite remarkable. From the scientific community's perspective, it provided an opportunity for the world to get a greater appreciation of the moon.
Radio astronomer with Macquarie University, Dr. Cormac Purcell, elaborated how the scientific community benefited from the moon landing.
We discovered quite a bit, actually. Some of the most significant things weren't necessarily about the moon itself, but about the Earth. So not many people know, but in fact some of the moon rocks that were collected by the Apollo astronauts were in fact parts of the Earth that were blasted off. So the moon may in fact be a time capsule to tell us a little bit about the geological ages of the Earth and how the Earth was formed.
Not everything is known about the moon. Dr. Purcell says examining the moon for the past 50 years has revealed that the satellite may still hold some secrets.
Well, we did think that it was completely geologically inactive, but in fact, because we've been looking at it for over 50 years now, we can compare old photographs that were taken in preparation for the moon landings to more modern images, and we can see that there is some geology going on. We can see land slippages and little faults that have ruptured open. So we don't quite understand why that is yet, and so we still need to answer questions about the deep geology of the moon.
He says Australia is still a major player in the space industry.
As regards becoming a major player in the space race, we kind of already are. Since the moon landings, Australia has been one of the places that NASA uses in order to keep track of all of the different space missions that are sent to other planets. So specifically the deep space tracking complex down at Tidman Villa outside of Canberra is one of their major nodes in the network of radio tracking stations that are used to communicate with all of those spacecraft. As you might know, Australia's just started a new space agency, and that's going to be something that's going to play a larger role for Australia's future.
Mr. Murfitt says the agency knows how Australia will maintain a role within the space industry.
Some of the ways Australia can be involved in the future come from our unique location here on Earth. We have a large continent in the southern hemisphere, which means we have a unique view into the galaxy. That is one of the reasons why Australia played a key role in the moon landing. Looking forward, we also have new technologies such as robotics and automation, which is used in our mining sector. For example, those yellow trucks are all automated. There is the longest autonomous rail in the world of over 1,600 kilometres. And as we look to what can happen in space, that level of automation where it can be controlled from Earth is something that will be needed to support those activities going forward.
Although the moon has only been visited a handful of times, it is still unknown what role it will play in future space exploration. As Dr. Purcell explains, there is still some debate over whether a Mars landing should be prioritized over landing on the moon again.
Well, the moon is often considered a staging point to go to Mars. However, it is still difficult to get there. I mean, it's a three-day flight. And Buzz Aldrin has recently been talking that we should skip the moon altogether and that we should go to Mars. If you want to go to Mars cheaply, one of the thoughts is that you build a base on the moon or a base around the moon and use that as a staging point. But in fact, it might actually be cheaper to build a base in low Earth orbit and then go from there instead. So the moon might be almost a little bit of a distraction.
Dr. Cormac Purcell, astronomer from Macquarie University, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.